AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The U.S. Justice Department's announced new efforts to tamp down on violent crime. Here's our Sagar Magani.
The department's launching a specialized gun intelligence center in Chicago in a bid to better identify weapons traffickers and shooters. It will also boost task forces to curb carjackings, aimed at getting federal officials involved in investigations from the start. The initiatives are part of a broader administration effort to address violent crime, an issue the president's featured in his re-election campaign. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House today announced new sanctions against Iran after the weekend blitz of missiles fired into Israel. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will decide, not the U.S. or other allies, how to respond. The House is debating a bill that would provide aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, aid that's been stalled for months. Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern.
Our allies are out of time, and the Republican Party is out of excuses.
In New York, jury selection continues in Donald Trump's hush money trial, but two jurors who were sworn in have already been dismissed. And the judge is cautioning the media about releasing too many details about potential jurors that could compromise their anonymity. Defense attorney Arthur Idala.
Looking at their Facebook page, their Twitter handle, and all that stuff, and seeing, what do they do? What bands do they like? What do they do for their birthday? Where'd they go on vacation?
President Biden's picked up an endorsement today from relatives of presidential challenger Robert Kennedy Jr., who's running as an independent. This is Kennedy's own sister, Carrie.
President Biden has been a champion for all the rights and freedoms that my father and uncle stood for.
Turkey's disaster management agency says a moderately strong earthquake, 5.6, has struck the central part of the country. This is AP News. A model that was used decades ago for Star Trek has boldly gone home.
The 3-foot model of the Enterprise was used in the opening credits of Star Trek and in the pilot episode. It was loaned to the makers of the 1979 film Star Trek: The Motion Picture and was not seen since. Until it popped up briefly on eBay this past fall. The sellers say they found it in a storage unit and they contacted Heritage Auctions for authentication. Roddenberry Entertainment CEO Eugene Rod Roddenberry, the son of Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry, says the sellers have been rewarded for their honesty and he hopes to display the model publicly. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Starbucks is redesigning those big cups that it uses for cold drinks, saying new containers will have 20% less plastic, which will make them more recyclable. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.